Good morning. We're continuing Chayei Adam, Kalem Zion, and we're learning Simen Yud Aleph, Simen Chaf Aleph. So now the Chayei Adam deals with Chalamoid. She says, Chalamoid dinoy k'may b'yamtiv. It's the same halacha as yamtiv in the sense that if he forgets Yalav Yalvoy during Chalamoid, by night or by day, and you're holding after the third bracha, before the fourth bracha, you will make an insertion of this bracha. So you can't use lashon of, we used the lashon of Yom Tov before, that the language for Yom Tov is Yomim Tovim L'Sason L'Simcha. So here we're going to say Yomim Kedoshim. You would say Yomim Kedoshim L'Mo Yisrael, because it's not considered Yom Tov. That's similar to the end of benching. You don't see Harachim Hayanchleinu Yom Shikulo Toiv during Chol HaMoed because it's not called Toiv, but it is a day of Kedusha, which is given the Sasser and the Simcha. Okay. Begam Lenin Zeh Enok Yom Tov. Furthermore, Chol HaMoed is different than Yom Tov. Dimkar Hiskol B'Hatoiv Ametiv Ein Tzorach L'Achshel L'Rosh. Excuse me. Within a Kiresh Chodesh, that if the person already started the fourth bracha, whatever, like we defined before, he already started the words of the fourth bracha, Baruch to Hashem, Lekin Melech Olam Hakel. So that point in time, he doesn't go back, different than on Yom Tov, that if he forgot Yalav Yavo, he did not make the extra insertion, and he started the fourth bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of benching. Over here, he just continues. He does not go back. Now, the Chayei Adam says that Yom Tov, the Chol HaMoed is like Yom Tov. There is an opinion that, like just like a Rosh Chodesh, that there's no chesima. So in Chol HaMoed, there's no chesima as well. But from the language of the Chayei Adam seems to indicate that it's like Yom Tov, and just like by Yom Tov, there's a chesima. Right, that the Chayei Adam said before, if a person forgot, so he says Shanasan Yomim Tovim the Yisrael L'Sasan or L'Simcha Esyom Chag Aploni Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh Yisov Hazmanim. So he ends off with a bracha at the end. So in Chol HaMoed also, you instead of saying Yomim Tovim, you say Yomim Kadoshim. The source of the Simchas Yom, and you would say Chag HaSukkos or Chag HaMatzos, and then you would say Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh Yisrael B'Hazmanim. Different than Rosh Chodesh, where he does not, there's no chesima. Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenem Machalam Shenosan Rosh Echadoshim L'Mo Yisrael L'Zikar Roin. So Chol HaMoed is saying has a din like Yom Tov. V'chein Oichol Suda Gimel O Yoyser B'Shabbos. A person eats three or more meals during Shabbos. Yesho gam kein din zeker Rosh Chodesh. It has a halacha like Rosh Chodesh as well. Dim hiskel kvar b'tov ha'meitiv ein tzorach lachzor l'rosh. So it had din like Rosh Chodesh that if you already started the fourth bracha, which again according to the Chayyot means he said the word hakel, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam hakel, he said already that word. That's called starting the fourth bracha. So then by shalshudas or be, if it be more than shalshudas, he does not go back to the rosh. Any situation where the only way you can get to the Suda is with bread, which is the Hainu Shabbos Beis Sudas or Yom Tov Beis Sudas, two meals on Shabbos and two meals on Yom Tov. So then the halacha is that you have to go back to the beginning. Abasuda Gimel B'Shabbos Shebishas Hatchak Yotzei B'Minit Hagima. Shalshudas, if a difficulty, a person does not have to wash, means that very clear the Chayei Adam will say later on, it's the language of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayei Adam as well, that Shalshudas requires a person to wash. But if a person has difficulty washing, for whatever reason, then it can be yaitzeh with minit hagima, which means preferably mezonos, if not mezonos, then peiros, etc. Okay. But that's only but since there is a shas atchak where a person can be yotze without bread, v'chein cholamoid or rosh chodesh ein chayv lechol dafka pas, and cholamoid or rosh chodesh is not a chiyuv to eat dafka pas. V'lochenim his cholatev b'atev emetiv ein tzarich lachzor l'rosh birchos hamazon. Okay. Aber kashenisker kadem shehiskel tebe meitiv shedino shem baruch shenosan. But now the chayim says the point to be pointed out. But if a person realized before the fourth bracha where he does make this insertion, and tchilak we don't differentiate in the bracha itself. V'lo'adam yomer nuscha ala pebaruch tchilah b'soif. V'hilachol kamasudas b'shabbos lo'adam b'vorach b'psicha b'chasima. And a Shabbos as well. That's true. The third meal, if you forgot it. So there is an opinion, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Magen Avraham, that on Shabbos, by the third Suda, when you make the insertion, you do not finish off with Mekadesh HaShabbos. So it's different than the first two meals, the insertion for the Suda Shlishis, before the fourth Baracha, is different. And the Chayyadim says, no, we don't paskin like that. And not only is that true by the third meal, it's true even if you would have four meals. That if a person forgot and he realizes after the third bracha, before the fourth bracha, he'd make the insertion and he would say the full language of the insertion is including Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos. Now the Bir Halacha raises this as a question. He says, by Shalshudas, for sure this is true. If a person forgot, he would say it with HaKadosh HaShabbos. But not in regards to the fourth or fifth bracha of Suda, he would be mesupik about. One last point, if a person is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot Yalva Yalva and Ritzeh, and he's making the insertion, so he combines, like we said before, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in the insertion together, how is he chosen? By Rosh Chodesh there's no chasima, and by Shabbos there is a chasima. So is it Mekadesh HaShabbos, or Mekadesh HaShabbos to be Yisrael Barashei Chodeshim? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you should say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael b'Roshei Chodeshim, like we mentioned before. You do add Rosh Chodesh and that chasima over there, because since there's an opinion that Rosh Chodesh does have a chasima, the more is mesupik about it, and there's an opinion we pass on that you do, even though we don't, because some of brachos l'hakol. But if you're going to be saying the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos anyway, it's appropriate to add v'Yisrael b'Roshei Chodeshim. Have a good day. Mishul v'zoicha tuach a ksiba v'chasima toivah.